Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll deliver some lawn and garden news and cover all the upcoming Extension programming, like our annual McPherson County Cow-Calf School, coming Thursday, February 19th, starting at 6 p.m. But first, did you know that the Extension office is offering free visual art classes for our youth in February? This three-night class in February over visual arts is where children will be able to create projects with air-dry clay, and they will also be making homemade cards for the elderly. This program is a great way to not only enjoy arts and crafts, but to complete a community service. The registration link and informational flyer is posted on our McPherson County Extension website. Sign up by Tuesday, January 20th. And for our homeowners, even in winter, gardens and lawns and trees need to be watered. Yards may need another shot of moisture, even after the recent rain and snow, to alleviate stress in the lawns and gardens, says K-State Extension. A good deep watering with moisture, reaching to at least 1 foot down into the soil, is much better than several light sprinklings that just wet the top portions of the soil. A deep watering will ensure that the majority of the roots get the access to the water. Homeowners can test the moisture content in their yard by pushing a metal rod, long screwdriver, or wooden dowel into the ground. Dry soil is much harder to push through than the wet. Measure how far down the implement goes to determine the amount of moisture in the soil. Although all of our perennial plants have benefited from the moist soils before this winter, it is especially important for our newly planted or overseeded lawns, as well as our newly transplanted trees and shrubs due to their limited root system, to be watered once again. Even trees and shrubs planted within the last 2 to 3 years are more sensitive to drought than a well-established plant. Evergreens are even more at risk because the moisture they lose from their foliage. Here are a few tips for watering common areas in our yard. Trees and shrubs planted in the last year, drill a small hole in a 5-gallon bucket near the bottom, then fill the bucket and let the water dribble out slowly next to the tree. Refill the bucket once so you apply around 10 gallons of water. For large trees, using a soaker hose, circle the trunk 1/2 of the distance to the drip line, or the outmost reach of the branches. On smaller trees, you may need to circle the tree several times so that the tree roots will be watered. For fall and overseeding lawns, use an overhead sprinkler. Watering to the depth of 12 inches is very difficult, but try to reach at least 6 inches in depth. Watering once a month should be easy with this nice weather we are experiencing here in central Kansas, and it should be enough to help landscapes through the winter months. And now for my ag news. Join us in January for an agronomy program as the Flickner Innovation Farm Team invites you to a winter meeting to learn more about their on-farm projects, technology, and natural resource uses. This local program is set for January 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Inman Community Building, 406 East Center in Inman, Kansas. Lunch will be provided. Many talks will be covered during the day, along with a producer panel for discussion and questions. RSVP by calling Amanda at 785-313-3462 or call our office for all the details. And also, for those farmers out there that need to update or renew their private pesticide license, please call us here at the Extension office to get all the details of renewing your license. In my cow-calf news, I would like to invite everyone to our annual McPherson County Cow-Calf School with the Steak Supper Meal. This educational program will be held February 19th at the 4-H building here in McPherson. Dr. Daryl Peel from Oklahoma State Extension will be our keynote speaker. So plan now to attend our annual Cow-Calf School, Thursday, February 19th. In our Extension news, Our next Teach and Taste will be February 11th, making monkey bread here at the Extension office, where it's always free and hands-on. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.